Hey beautiful, it's Miriam Castilla here, and today we're going to talk about why you need to stop being mean to your money if you want to manifest more of it into your life. So stick around. Okay, are you being mean to your money? What do I mean by that? Are you bitching about your money? Are you complaining about your money? Are you seeing money as the enemy, something unreliable, something that's frustrating, something that's just not wanting to play ball with you? Do you think and feel and speak about money like that? Just take a moment to think about that. And if the answer is, oh, yeah, I do, then I want to remind you that number one, it's not money's fault. Money's just responding to your energy, to your vibration. And that stuff we just talked about, that's a huge part of it. And number two, money is energy. Money is just energy. And that's actually very important for you to remember, because remember that energy responds to vibration, and your feeling, how you feel about money, that's a vibration. So when you're feeling angry about money, angry towards your money, when you're feeling resentful towards your money, that's the vibration you're putting out. And the energy of money responds to that and runs for the hills, runs the other way. So you need to stop being mean to your money. You need to stop talking badly about your money, being resentful and angry towards your money, because your money can only mirror back to you the vibration that you've been putting out about it. So it is an inside job. Money's just responding to you. And you need to switch that up, start being really kind to your money, start being grateful for the money that is choosing to show up, even though you're being a little bit of a bitch at the moment, let's be honest. And it is starting to show up, and it keeps showing up, and the bills are getting paid, and you are being fed, and you have a roof over your house, because that money is still sticking around. It's sticking by you, baby, even though you haven't really been the best of friends to be with, right? And so imagine if you start shifting that and start appreciating your money, start really, really giving your money some love and putting that energy out. And then money can correspond and respond to that and mirror that vibration back to you and start coming into your experience more and more, because it'll be drawn to you just like anyone else, right? If you're being horrible and mean and condescending to a friend of yours, they're not going to want to come around and visit. They're going to stay the hell away. But if you start being loving and kind and appreciative towards them, they will want to be around you all the time, because it feels great to be around you. And money is no different. So start thinking of your money as having feelings, and start caring about your money's feelings, because this is a relationship between you and your money. And that will help you attract a whole lot more and start having a really beautiful, loving, appreciative relationship with your money, which is an amazing, amazing place to be. Now, to get you started, grab yourself today's freebie. I've popped the link in the description. That's going to help you make a huge difference in how you vibrationally line up with the amount of money you want, so you can attract more of it more easily. And until I see you next, make sure you keep on embracing your unlimited potential. Bye.